Marsha Hoppel received the annual Woman of Peace Award 2019 from Women Against War. We hear first from an introduction by Priscilla Fairbank.
Marsha Hoppel was not only a founding member of Women Against War, but continues to be a very active member in numerous ways. Looking back on the founding days of WA, Marsha recalls voting on the name, not particularly liking Women Against War at the time, but she says, it now seems the most fitting name that I can imagine. The Women's Fast for Peace was the early project that she says bonded her to many other longstanding WA activists. As an effort to raise voices of protest and stop the U.S. going to war in Iraq, the fast started on December 5th, 2002, the beginning of Ramadan, and continued until March 8th, 2003, International Women's Day. 109 women participated in a rolling fast, each fasting for 24 hours with no breaks. Marsha was the scheduler and is gratefully recalled by one participant for being very organized and a good listener to individual needs. When the idea was launched, it was thought that it would maybe last for a week or two. It continued for over 100 days as more and more women asked to be part of it. The rapid expansion of this project would have overwhelmed any ordinary volunteer. But Marsha made it work. She remembers, this was before texting and cell phones, and email wasn't even that commonly used. She said, I only had a work email address, so I signed up more than 100 women via telephone calls in the evenings and on weekends. It probably involved about 300 phone calls plus many messages on my old voicemail machine. Once WA was formed, Marsha was part of a small committee focused on the Patriot Act. She remembers, we met for at least a year and acted the way WA projects always have, with an occasional speaker for the public and with attention to all the details of the law, the implications for privacy and free speech, and the precedents it might set. I remember the image we had of government agents inquiring at libraries about what books citizens had borrowed. It was before most people did any online searches. She said, it seems to me the history of WA has been highlighted by dramatic displays like the hundreds of pairs of boots set out on the West Capitol Park, the exhibits of posters about war in Afghanistan created by artists, and the billboards that we commissioned to remind thousands of passersby about the facts and dangers of war or militarism. She told me, I didn't have any experience or knowledge to bring to WA about things like the Patriot Act, or the costs of war, or the promise of diplomacy. I just knew war was not the answer, and hoped that banding together with other women would be productive. It has created a close and inspiring sisterhood. Marsha has been a big contributor to the dramatic displays at WA. She's very creative and seems to have limitless energy. Whether it's doing the outreach through phone calls and emails, or designing or writing the flyers or handouts, or making engaging props and posters, Marsha is good at all of it. Friends observed she is generous with both her time and her resources. As I gathered input about Marsha for this award, it was clear that she does so much and does it well. She has a great capacity to take on any topic, to comprehend it, and to engage with it, helping to bring others along. I admire how organized Marsha is, and her skill at getting things done. To me, she embodies dependability. She runs an efficient meeting, keeping track of details, prepares good agendas, and shepherds the discussion if it wanders. These skills in being so organized, listening, and keeping track of details, as well as her ability to develop a fundraising strategy, made her effective in her professional work in the development offices of numerous colleges and universities. Ohio State University, Siena, Williams, RPI, Albany Law School. Marcia was self-taught in the profession. When she started, there were no trainings or courses offered in the field. To help others interested in learning, she then co-founded Women in Development, a professional development organization, and she also volunteered with the National Society for Fundraising Professionals. An earlier job she had at the Nature Conservancy influenced parts of Marcia's life. As the staff director to the board, she met with major donors, including those who donated land, and she helped oversee the numerous preserves of the Nature Conservancy. As part of her job, she learned about conservation easements and land trusts, the purpose, the process, and the responsibilities. Although she's not a lawyer, Marcia has the ability to comprehend the big picture as well as the fine print and guide the lay person through it. She volunteered with Environmental Planning Lobby, now renamed Environmental Advocates. At the time, it was the only statewide lobbying group focused on the environment. Marcia served as president of the board, and their first full-time staff member was Judith Enck. Can you imagine the planning, problem solving, and advocacy that came out of that office? Friendships formed with others that shared concerns about environment. The first Earth Day was April 1970, and the 70s brought us the oil crisis. Marcia was part of a group that worked together to form an intentional community in Postenkill, Common Farms. The members shared a desire for a life of back to the land, hand-built houses, and energy efficiency. Marcia's skills at organizing and forming a plan were valuable to the group, and she learned new skills in home building and creating a vegetable garden on the edge of the woods in territory that was already occupied by competing hungry critters. To this day, she manages the garden, assigning plots, making sure a suitable fence is maintained, and planting, tending, and harvesting wonderful vegetables that she generously shares. Our town of Postenkill has benefited from the time and talents of various Common Farms residents. Marcia became involved in the town's master plan committee, which required a large commitment of time and significant challenges to forging a compromise path. She followed that by joining the Conservation Advisory Committee, which continues to this day. Our town has also benefited from Marcia's time and talents in Friends of the Postenkill Library. A number of years ago, she took over managing the Holiday Lights annual fundraiser. This creative program of soliciting donations from community members to sponsor colorful holiday lights on our library, which is housed in an old Victorian-style house. It was expected to be active for 1 or 2 years. Marcia has helped extend its success with the skills of an experienced fundraiser. She now serves as president of the Library Friends, and she brings ideas and energy to well-organized meetings. Marcia not only thinks of creative ideas, but sees that they are carried out. She enjoys and is a whiz at jigsaw puzzles, finishing 1,000-piece puzzles in less than a week, while doing all her other activities. Several years ago, she came up with the idea of asking people to donate their used puzzles and sell them at the library's twice-a-year book sale. It has been such a success that people contact her from around the capital region offering boxes of puzzles. And at last fall's book sale, the puzzles made more money than any other category, including books and bake sales. That success is in no small part due to Marcia's careful organizing and preparations. Marcia is able to find ways to take what she knows and share it with others. She's taken her love of hiking and put together a hiking class for the Hudson Valley Community College Continuing Education Program. This provides an opportunity for those who would like to try hiking but have neither the confidence nor the experience to try it on their own. She has found that some who have already taken her class sign up again simply because it's fun and reassuring to have Marcia leading it. She comes from a family of 6 siblings, and although they are spread across the country, Marcia is attentive and supportive to each of them. Even her siblings rely on her for organizing family gatherings and reunions. A friend and neighbor summarized her description of Marcia saying, "She really is an amazing woman." She went on to say how much she appreciates that Marcia is always up for anything or any adventure. She told of sharing with Marcia her interest in learning how to play the recorder, and Marcia's response was, "That sounded like fun." And now they get together weekly to play duets, one alto recorder and one soprano recorder. These same friends have a routine of walking together every weekend, no matter what the weather, and have been doing so for almost 30 years. Marcia is a very caring friend. She's a good cook and a gracious host. Her interests are varied. She enjoys music, art, science, nature, gardening, progressive politics, women's rights, reading, travel, and can do the New York Times crossword puzzle in ink in one day. Another friend described her as the most civic-minded person I have ever known. She's always doing something for a person, a cause, or an organization. She has lent her support to Literacy Volunteers, Rensselaer Plateau Alliance, Rensselaer Land Trust, League of Women Voters, Post and Kill Democratic Committee, and Sanctuary for Independent Media, among others. Another friend warmly described Marcia this way: "I have often felt intimidated by Marcia. Her intensity and no-nonsense focus and thoroughness gets things done. And for an often distracted and all over the place activist like myself, can make one feel inadequate. But then she smiles and laughs, and it becomes clear that one has been graced by the presence and talents of a woman who cares and affirms life deeply. The sun comes out." The depth of both competence as well as caring enriches her community and neighbors' lives richly. Marcia, it's an honor to present you with the Women Against War 2019 Woman of Peace Award. We are grateful for all you do to further our peace and justice work, as well as enrich our lives as your friends and colleagues. Congratulations.
Wonderful things I get to do, which is to ask the women who've been honored in earlier years as the Women Against War Woman of Peace to stand and be recognized. I think there are several here. And I also have the great honor to introduce to you our two real co-founders, our original two co-founders, who I didn't know both were going to be here tonight. We haven't seen them both together in quite a while. I know the first meeting I went to, which was one of the very first before we had a name, was called by Judith Enke. Eleanor Stein, I'm sorry, I haven't seen her in too long. Would you two please stand up and be recognized? Thank you. You've inspired us to resist and persist, and here we are. I'll just go back very quickly and very briefly to that moment after 9/11, when a lot of this was coming about, that we were going to do something. I, at least, had never been involved in a peace organization at that point and hadn't really done much more than be a good listener to news and the New York Times and NPR, but hadn't been very involved. And I was very shocked by 9/11, and I just had Priscilla said, I just had a feeling that war was not the answer. I had never seen that Friends Committee on National Legislation sign yet, but I just knew in my heart that that probably wasn't, violence was not, against this violence was not going to help. And I didn't know what the alternatives were, but I began to get wind of the idea of maybe the World Court, maybe the idea that you could indict people or prosecute them, I should say, for war crimes if you did the homework and figured out who those people were and what countries were involved and so forth. And that started to sound like something I could advocate for. And then I followed my neighbor Mark Dunley, who's over here doing some recording, into demonstrations where the simple slogan was "Indict, don't fight," and started to show up at congresspeople's offices and other places that people like Mark were leading the way to try to keep us from going to war. And then I followed Judith Enck, both of whom are wonderful friends and neighbors of mine, into the idea of creating a group of women to try to have a special slant on opposing the idea of that war and all wars, for that matter. And so those were the ways that I got started back then. And I guess where I fit in now is that we have persisted. And you can tell from what Maud said and from what Priscilla has said about me that that's really a good word for it. We have just never stopped. Medea Benjamin of Code Pink, with which we are affiliated, an international women's organization based in Washington, has been in town to speak a few times. And one of the more recent times, Medea Benjamin said that she was impressed, she travels the entire world, that we had continued without stopping through the period of the Obama administration and so forth. She said there were many groups she knew of who had either gone dormant or dissolved, thinking that with a president like Barack Obama, the issues would die down as well. But Women Against War, I think the thing that really I understand about Women Against War is we've always had these inspiring and involved and informed women to get us going. And I have not necessarily been that woman, but I have been happy to go along with the wonderful women that really pay attention and know what we need to do and who urge us to show up in support of diplomacy. They help us to be vigilant about militarism, care about war victims, find ways to wake up the public, like with billboards, about our legal or illegal wars, and oppose and end the wars being waged in our name. So that's really what this organization is about. It's attributes of a very solid organization that I'm very proud to be part of and really honored to be honored by. And I think that's all I have to say. I appreciate it. Thank you.